getting a bit sassy, commenting like, it's 103, where is the life? She was just like, no, you can't touch me. This is my personal space. I would have crashed into someone. I would have fallen off. Like, it would have been chaos. Is that really that? I mean, I did have socks and tights on. So it's not like I was... Is that really grim? You know what I mean? I am just zooming around, top speed, and the best part... Are we rolling? Yeah. Woo, 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 woo! Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my podcast, Esme's Country Life. Before we begin, you guys know the deal. today's podcast is very kindly sponsored by Redpost, but, dramatic pause. It is coming up to the biggest week ever, Black Friday week! I know I've been going on about this on the podcast for ages, but Redpost, when I tell you, they have some absolutely incredible Black Friday deals. So, for example, they have up to 50% off, yes, slash it in half, 50% off, Le Mieux. And I know that they have some of the saddle pads that, I always have to be kind of sneaky when I say this, but a lot of the saddle pads that will be going on sale, some of them might be becoming discontinued soon. Just saying. So once they are gone, they are gone. So yeah, be sure to go onto the Redpost website or download the Redpost app. I know I keep going on about this, guys, but on the Redpost app, you'll be able to get all of the exclusive deals. You'll be able to get them before people as well. So go and download it. You could do all your Christmas horsey shopping in one place on Black Friday. Just I want you guys to go and save your money, so go and do that. Anyway, thank you so much again to Redpost for sponsoring the podcast, and let's get into it. So I feel like I've been here, there, and everywhere in the last week. I've been to Your Horse Live, which is kind of Warwick way, near Birmingham, that kind of thing. I've been to the Fairfax and Favour HQ, which I actually went to yesterday, and that was up in Norwich. And then I've also been to London as well. I went to, I had a little workshop that I was doing up there with Laura Ashley, which was very cool, as Laura Ashley is actually a brand that, if you've been watching my cottage renovation series, you might be able to pick out a few bits and pieces that I have from them. Like, I have so many cushions. I think my lamps on my bedside tables are from there as well, and lots of other bits and bobs. And also, I did a photo shoot up there as well. Anyway, thought we would start off with my trip to London, which I feel like London recently has also become my second home. I've been up there so much lately. And for me, London also feels like such like a Christmassy kind of place. Me and my mum, because we're quite lucky that we're not too far away from London. Like you can do it in a day trip. Actually, I've got a few friends that live near me that actually commute to London. But anyway, me and my mum, we would try and have like two shopping trips a year in London. One would be like in the summer. I remember especially after the summer after my GCSE exams, we had like such a good girly trip away in London, had so much fun. Also, it's kind of like, this is like a really weird tradition. I feel like some people will know what I mean, but I'll kind of have to explain it. Basically, every time me and my mum go to London together on a shopping trip, this would normally be the Christmas shopping trip that we would go on. There's a shop called Liberty's. It's so pretty. If you ever go to London or go to the UK, go there. Just want to say, normally when we go to Liberty's, for us, it's more of a browsing experience because they do some quite expensive things in there. Obviously, they have like more cheaper things, such as like little stationery bits and bobs that are really cute that you can get for presents, that kind of thing. But it is massive. There are so many different levels as well. I'm pretty sure this is like such an odd fun fact that I have about Liberty's, but if any of you have watched the... What's it called? Is it called Cruella? Or like the live action, like 101 Dalmatians? That is the shop that's in it. So there we go. But anyway, so we would go there. And our little tradition was we would go in there and often we would only buy one thing and it would be a Liberty Mouse. Now, I feel like Liberty Mice used to be more, I was going to say famous. But if you don't know what a Liberty Mouse or Liberty Mice are, they're basically these cute little mice. You could probably just about fit them in the palm of your hand. They're like a little plushie, but they're made using really pretty fabrics. So, and a lot of them, I've actually got like one of the old style ones. I've got quite a few of the newer style ones now. now. They often have like a cute little tail with a little bell at the end. And me and my mum, like in my mum and dad's house, I was going to say if you ever go there, that would be weird if like all the people that watch my videos just turned up to my mum and dad's house. Please don't do that, uninvited. Anyway, they have like, their house has like oak framed beams. So we have like, me and my mum have hidden all the mice in like the oak framed beams and they just chill there. So it's really cute. Whenever we have like family friends over that are kids, they always like love looking around and trying to find all the mice. It's like a little Easter egg kind of hunt. Anyway, so we have a few Liberty mice, and I should have got a Liberty Mouse when I was in London the other day. I don't know if they still do them or not. I remember what... I don't think they do, because I remember my mum said that she went shopping with her... I was going to say, not her dad, my dad. They went to London a few months ago or something, and they went in there and they couldn't find any. So any of you guys work at Liberty's, let them know that I want the Liberty Mice back, because they are so cute. It was just like a little thing that... kind of like slowly became a tradition, but we would always joke, yeah, that was the one thing in Liberty's that we could afford. We'd also sometimes go there for like a little afternoon tea. They do really good afternoon teas, or like would go there for like lunch and have like a little sandwich or something like that. But anyway, it's just fun, like especially Christmas time, looking around all the shops and everything in London. The day that we went, I feel like we went perfect time for Christmas shopping. So me and my dad went up obviously for work stuff, but we had to do a bit of Christmas shopping afterwards. And I feel like my dad is like such a stereotypical dad in the sense that he does not like shopping. He's the sort of dad where I feel like a lot of dads are like this at Christmas, where it comes to like unwrapping your presents and it says like from dad on, but you know that it's your mum that's wrapped it. It's your mum that's bought the present, and you unwrap it and you're like, oh, thanks dad. And like for him, Christmas is just as exciting because he doesn't know what are in the presents. But to be fair, I feel like it sounds like I'm sorry, Dad. I don't want to seem like I'm insulting you. I just feel like it's just a really funny thing that a lot of people probably relate to. I'm very grateful for all the other lovely things that you do for me. But anyway, yeah, we did a bit of Christmas shopping, and because it was like kind of early November that we went, or mid-November, I feel like it was the perfect time. I feel like as soon as it becomes sort of December in London, it is packed. It is wild. It is just so busy and touristy and all that kind of stuff. Although I've never been to New York at Christmas. I've only been to New York once, but I've heard a lot of people and like other content creators that I watch and things say that they felt that London feels more Christmassy at Christmas compared to New York, which obviously this is not my personal opinion. Haven't been to New York at Christmas, but I always think New York sounds like such a Christmassy place. Like they've got the big tree at the Rockefeller Center. They've got the ice skating. I mean, we have Winter Wonderland, which I wouldn't really say feels as kind of cute and festive and that kind of thing. It's literally like the circus, or like a theme parky kind of, you know, the like kind of like rides that they have at fairs and that kind of thing. It's like that. They also have ice skating. I think I've been there once before when I was quite young. I think I was about 12 at the time, 11, 12, and we went ice skating there and went on some of the rides and that kind of thing. But apparently nowadays the price for Winter Wonderland is a bit eye-watering, you know. It's quite extortionate, so haven't been there since. But I don't know, I'm trying to think of other cute things that you could do. I mean, I've done ice skating. There's lots of different ice skating places in London. That is one thing that I wish there was an ice skating rink near where we are, because I feel like it's one of those sports or like hobbies that I would like just do once a week for fun. I know, like, don't get me wrong, like, I love horse riding, that kind of thing, but it's just, like, a little bit different. It would be something that would be less pressure as well, because it's not like it's something that's involved with my job. It'd just be a little something I'd do for fun, because we used to go up to Nottingham every summer, because my grandparents used to live up there. They lived not too far away, and they have like an Olympic sized ice rink, and we would go there in the summer holidays. So, you know, in the summer holidays, people don't think, oh yeah, let's go ice skating. In the Christmas holidays, though, oh my gosh, everyone is ice skating. So we'd go there in summer holidays, and we'd basically almost have the whole rink to ourselves. So that's how I learned to ice skate. So I am that person when it comes to ice skating. I feel like, especially where we are, there's a few like local ice rinks that pop up at Christmas time, but they're not like permanent or anything like that. I am that person where everyone, like, you know, gets onto the ice, they're holding onto the side, they're slippering around, and I am that person, like, I'm straight in the middle. I'm doing my 12. Well, I can't really do 12s, but you know what I mean. I am just zooming around top speed. And the best part is everyone kind of has to kind of remember how to ice skate again. And I'm there using the ice before it gets all busy. And then like halfway through the session, it's like, I always feel like it's like trying to, it's like the warm up arena out of unaffiliated show jumping. Like, it's chaos in there. Some people, I feel like they need wing mirrors. They need to be able to see what's going on behind them, in front of them, that kind of thing. So I feel like some people need a red ribbon on them to be like, don't go near to them, they might fall on you. But there we go. I am actually going ice skating at some point this winter with some friends. We've got it booked in, which I feel like when you're an adult and you try to make plans with all of your friends, and like they have to either get time off work, or it has to be like if they're like working like late nights or night shifts, and my friends work night shifts as well. So it's all like trying to like make sure that everybody is free at the right time. It's a lot. So if you're still in school or college or that kind of thing and you see your friends every day, appreciate that so much, because you don't see your friends as much, sadly, when you get old. But anyway, back to what was I even talking about? Christmas in London. So yeah, I felt like we'd had the best time for Christmas shopping because it was November. People were like, it's a little bit early. Like, people weren't going out there buying presents. They maybe were going for like a little browse. Also, we were there on one of the first days where all the Christmas lights kind of, I think the Christmas lights in Oxford Street had been up for a while. Also, if you don't know London, Oxford Street is like one of the best streets. It's like has all the shops on, basically. And then there's Regent Street, which is like the fancier kind of shops. So anyway, the lights actually did come on in Regent Street and we were like, oh yes. But anyway, sorry, back to the photos that we were doing. So I'm going to try and explain this the best way possible for people who know London. So on Oxford Street, where kind of opposite where the big H&M is, there's a central reservation? Is that what it is? Yep. Okay. My dad's nodding. And basically, it's kind of like if you half cross the road, you can stand there and then half cross again. And me and my dad thought that is going to be the perfect place to take photos and videos for the content that we were doing for Fairfax and Favour. So we thought, you know what? I'll stand there in the middle, we'll take some photos, take some videos. And like, often I'd say I've definitely become more confident since doing my job, but this was like a thing where you couldn't do it, you know, a little bit shy or something like that. You had to be like, I had to go into full Esme model mode, which, you know, I haven't been trained for. This is, you know, I've just learned it on the job. So anyway, I had to kind of like stand there and pose and then do like a little walk in slow motion and that kind of thing. And I was like, if I do this really shy, everyone's going to be like, oh, it's some like influencer girl that doesn't know what she's doing. Like, what, you know, this is just a bit embarrassing. But I was like, if I do it confident, look like I know what I'm doing, that kind of thing, they'll be like, oh, they're probably like shooting stuff for a brand or something like that. That's pretty cool. So I had to kind of enhance my kind of confident Esme within me, did my little strut, took some photos, that kind of thing. And then straight after we moved off the central reservation, a group of tourists came onto there and started taking photos as a group and that kind of thing, because it was absolutely beautiful because it had all the Christmas lights in the background. And then me and my dad went off somewhere, we had some dinner or something like that, did some shopping. We walked back past that same area and people were still, there was like a queue that had formed to go onto that central reservation and take photos of the Christmas lights. We were like, wow, we've like set a trend here. Like, they were still going and we were like, oh, wow. So anyway, that was pretty cool. I don't know what it is, but I always find it so lovely seeing tourists in your country or in like an area where you live and then being like, wow, this place is so cool, or wow, this place is so beautiful. It just always makes me feel so lucky to live where I live. So that was really like heartwarming to see. Also, yeah, while we were in London, we were doing the stuff with Laura Ashley, which was very, very cool. So they very kindly invited me to their new shop that they're opening. And they did a really cool workshop. So basically, they had all these like little tote bags with their really pretty floral patterns on. If you know me, I am definitely a pastel floral pattern kind of gal. And that is pretty much like most of their stuff. So I was just there in awe looking at all the pretty things. I feel like that's me in like any shop, like, because I don't go shop, as you've probably heard on the podcast before, when I go shopping, I go to town like I am shopping, because often I'm not really that person that like buys the odd thing online every now and again or like goes shopping like quite regularly. So when I do, I find it so exciting. I get overwhelmed sometimes. There's just so much to look at. I'm just like wandering around looking at everything, and I'm often that person that accidentally like walks into someone or bumps into someone. So apologies to those people, but I just get distracted. Anyway, so we had these tote bags, and they had all these like different quotes on or sayings, and then you got to print them. And I've never done printing before. I didn't realize that you actually had to press quite hard on the ink for it to go through. So my bag, I think I went for, it was very similar to a Laura Ashley bedspread / duvet cover I had when I was a child in one of my childhood bedrooms. It was, that one had a cherry blossom on, in like a very light dusty pink kind of color, like very, very pale. And then the background was like a duck egg blue. So I obviously had to choose the tote bag that was like a duck egg blue with a floral pattern on. So I went for that one. And I think the quote that I ended up going for was hardcore cottagecore, which, you know, I feel like I am very much a cottagecore kind of gal, like literally look at my cottage. Anyway, so yeah, I had so much fun at doing that. All the team there was so lovely and really nice. And then there's like this little area downstairs. So we went downstairs and we got to see all of the new, they're going back into fashion again for a while. They kind of stopped doing all the like clothing range. So it was really cool to see all of the new fashion that they have for spring, summer 2024. And then we also had like a little look around all of the, actually there was quite a few things there. I was like, that's in my house. That's in my house. Spotted that. So yeah, they had a cushion that was like the exact same. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Anyway, so it was really cool looking through all of that. They had some Christmas things as well, which was gorgeous, and like lots of other little bits and bobs. They also had like a little room to celebrate their anniversary, and loads of people wrote on like a little postcard like their memories of Laura Ashley. So for me, my memory was probably going to the Laura Ashley shop that used to be in our local town. Me and my grandma would go there, and when I moved from like my little girl bedroom to my big girl bedroom, that was when I chose all the duck egg blue stuff. So I remember with her going and picking all of that out and that kind of thing. And so yeah, I don't know why, it was just very heartwarming reading all the little postcards of memories with family members and that kind of thing. But that was such like a wholesome little kind of workshop / trip to London. I did a little bit of Christmas shopping also. I did a little bit of, this is a really embarrassing story. I'm going to say it. You know what? I'm going to say it anyway. So I had been walking around in heels all day. Now, when you're in London, you do a lot of walking. Anyway, there was one point where I thought, you know what? I was in John Lewis. I was looking at all the Christmas decorations. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take my boots off for a little bit. And then I was like, nobody's gonna notice. I was like, I was obviously feeling very confident this day. I'd just done my little photo shoot on the thing. I was like, I don't care what people say, I don't care what people think. Like, well, I don't really walk around shops looking at people's feet or people's shoes. I mean, that would be pretty weird if I wanted to look at other people's feet just randomly. But anyway, so I thought, you know what? For 5 minutes, I'll let my feet have a little break. Take my boots off, take my heels off. And I was just having a little wonder. Like, it was very quiet as well. It was just before like closing time. It was probably like an hour before closing time. So it wasn't very busy at all. And this was on just like a Thursday afternoon or something. So I was looking around, and then this guy who obviously worked there saw that I didn't have any shoes on. And he was like, where have your shoes gone? And I was like, I've just taken them off for 5 minutes because my feet really hurt because I've been wearing heels all day. And then he was like, oh, I don't know how you girls do it wearing heels all day. Good on you. Or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. At least like he wasn't like going to be like, girl, that's so weird. Put your manky feet away or something like that. Is that really that? I mean, I did have socks and tights on. So it's not like I was, is that really grim? It was for like 5 minutes. I was literally just standing there looking at the Christmas decorations, and my boots were right next to me. But yeah, that was probably like a very embarrassing thing that I did. But I feel like when you're a teenager, you very much care what people think. And I feel like, I don't know when it is, you get to this stage in your 20s and you just don't care anymore. You're like, I'm never going to see that person again. They don't know who I am. I'm just gonna take my shoes off for 5 minutes just to give my feet a little bit of a rest. But anyway, that was my embarrassing story of my trip to London. But yeah, apart from that, I had a really lovely time, got the got the train home, that kind of thing. We've recently tried out a new train station. There are quite a few different train stations near me, but they're all about the same distance. We've tried a different one, and that has been like our new favorite train station. Sorry, that's like a really like oddly specific thing, but I feel like when you find a good train station, it's great. Anyway, they just do more trains more regularly, so often it's like, oh no, you know, if we don't get this train, we're gonna have to wait like half an hour, but now they go every 15 minutes, so it's great. Anyway, sorry, that's probably not even that interesting. Anyway, what other things have been up to? Oh, Your Horse Live. So Your Horse Live, I was supposed to only go there on the Sunday for meet and greets and things, and then I was very kindly invited to become a judge for the Equestrians Got Talent in aid of Riders Minds, which is a mental health charity for equestrians. So that was like such an honor to be asked to be one of the judges. Unfortunately, this year, we think that maybe like we advertise like the show and that kind of, not the show, obviously everyone knows Your Horse Live, but we advertise the Equestrians Got Talent a little bit too late. It was kind of like a last minute, like really good idea. So what we did in the end, because a lot of teams that were from Pony Club, and there was also the vaulting team as well, they practiced this whole routine, put so much effort into it. So after Jay Hallam, who is a really good friend of mine, and Ben Atkinson did their demo was so cool if you didn't see it. So basically, Ben is a kind of, he like does stuff like with horses, like stunt horses, that kind of thing. He does a lot of natural horsemanship and liberty. So Jay had a go at doing that, and there was one point where I was like, goodness grief, like Jay, you are brave. He got on this horse, which I know he's ridden like a handful of times before, but like obviously it's not his horse, he doesn't know this horse really really well, got on it completely like tackless bareback and had a little canter around, and I was like, wow, that horse, number one, like all of these horses must have been so brave to be in front of like a crowd. I don't know what my horses would think to be in front of a crowd like that. I don't know. I feel like Duke is the sort of horse where he would be too brave. Like Duke, he doesn't care about anything. He, like when we have fireworks and things like that, he doesn't get spooked at all. Like he is chill. He could not care less. He's like a rescue as well. He's from World Horse Welfare. So you'd think, like, you often like stereotypically think rescue horses, like often maybe they're a little bit more, I don't know, spooky or things like that. But Duke, no, he could not care less. He's the sort of horse where when we fly the drone over, most horses would either run away from the drone or just stand there, like kind of like keeping their distance. Duke, no, he will chase after the drone. He will run around. He will like be like, get off my turf. So he is a little feisty one, that is for sure. I don't know, I feel like Casper would probably be the most spooky. He's definitely the most sensitive out of all of my horses. So he's just a little baby. He just, yeah. Anyway, sorry, back to their demo. So that was really cool, seeing Jay do all the natural horsemanship kind of like for the first time trying that. And then it was really cool seeing Ben Atkinson do show jumping. So they kind of did like a little discipline swap, and that was really cool. I don't know how high the fences were, but they were definitely higher than whatever I jumped. So that was really cool. And I think that might have been like the first time he'd ever ridden that horse as well. That horse had a really cute show name. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something along the lines of like Mr. Cutie or something like that. So that was really sweet. And the girl who actually owned that horse, she was standing next to me when we were kind of watching the demo. So I was like, wow, that must be really cool seeing like your horse being such a good boy in front of all those people. But anyway, so that was really, really cool. And then, yeah, afterwards we did kind of like a sneak preview for hopefully next year if we do an Equestrians Got Talent. So it was really cool seeing the Pony Club team do the show to that. They did The Greatest Showman, This Is Me. So obviously, I love that. Is it a musical? Is it a film? Musical film? Anyway, I've only seen it once, actually, and I only seen it recently as well. I just never got around to seeing it when it first came out, but me and my boyfriend watched it a few months ago, and I was like, this is actually really good. I love it. So I think it's because that song, I love it now, but when it first came out, everyone used to sing it to me, because obviously my YouTube channel is called This Is Me, so everyone would be like, This Is Me, and like they would sing it to me. But anyway, I really enjoyed the song now and everything, so that was really cute. And they were all dressed up. There was one little Shetland, I think, and it was dressed up as the lion, and it was so cute. And obviously they had all the sparkles. They had really cool lights wrapped around in like their mane as well, where it was all braided up or plaited up, and that was really cool. All the glitter, everything, like they'd obviously put so much work into it. And also, like, number one, to be a child and ride in front of that many people, and all the horses were so well behaved as well. I was like, can you imagine me doing that on Mickey back when I was like 8 or 9? That would have been carnage. But also to remember, like, the routine, like, went on for the whole song. So to remember a whole routine that long, there was one bit where I was like, I would have crashed into someone, I would have fallen off, like, it would have been chaos. But it was so beautifully done, so well coordinated. So yeah, well done again to the team that did that. And then they also had some people do vaulting as well, which I've been lucky enough to do vaulting once before. And when I tell you, it is a proper workout. You have to have such good core strength, such good balance. And also, when I first arrived at the vaulting team, I thought, oh great, let's get on, let's, you know, maybe I did do a little bit, not on a horse, like on a fake horse, if that makes sense, before I did it on a real one. But no, before I even did that or did it with any of the moves, you had to do like a full-on gymnastics conditioning training kind of thing for like over an hour to get you all warmed up, get you all stretched out, get you feeling good. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, everyone was obviously used to doing that in the team and they were so fit. And then there was me kind of like, okay, yep, okay, yep, I don't think my legs can bend backwards like that. I don't think I can do the splits, but it was really good fun. I had so much fun doing it. And, you know, hats off to any of you guys that are vaulters, because that is one difficult sport. Also, like, you're on a horse that's like 18 hands high, and that is high up. And when you're standing on top of them as well, that is scary. Like, that is very high up, so there we go. That was really impressive to see too. But no, I had a lovely time at Your Horse Live after doing all of that on the Saturday evening. I managed to see like a few friends and sponsors and that kind of thing that evening and said hello to them. But what I mainly try and do at horse shows before it gets like really busy, I'm very kindly often allowed to go in the shopping areas before they open. So it's quite nice to like go around and say hi to all of the brands that very kindly support me and that kind of thing. And obviously all the people that work for those brands that I've known for a number of years now, so a lot of them we're really good friends with and that kind of thing. And so it was really lovely to have a little catch up with some of my, I was gonna say some of my buddies. That sounds really weird, but you know what I mean, some of my friends. I felt like buddies sounds like a very like an American term. I felt like that did not naturally come out of my mouth, but anyway, it was lovely to catch up with everyone, have a little chat, that kind of thing. But yeah, then I did lots of meet and greets. So I did 2 hours in the morning and then another 2 hours in like the afternoon. So that was really, really lovely. So everybody that came to see me at Your Horse Live, thank you so much for coming. It was so lovely to see you all. Lovely having a little chat and just talking to you guys. So yeah, thank you. It depends, obviously, like lots of different shows are very different with the way they do things. Your Horse Live, I've always had like such good experiences when it comes to meet and greets. They've always definitely taken us very seriously with like me making sure that there's like an orderly queue and timings and that kind of thing. So that all went really, really well. They also very kindly gave me like this little room at the back. I felt like, cool, I feel like such a, you know, I feel like a Britney Spears or something like that, getting my own little room around the back. And they brought me lunch and everything. So no, it was a really good day. Also, I had a little window, so I could have a little spy through the window and see what everyone was doing in the sort of like outside shopping area. So that was quite good fun, doing some people watching. You never know, I might have been spying on you. No, not really. Anyway, so that was good fun. Also went to the rescue stables that they have there as well, or the rescue village. So they had some horses from World Horse Welfare, which is obviously a charity very close to my heart that I'm a patron for, and also, as I said before, where Duke's from. So they had some little baby cobs there. Oh my gosh, they had this one called Rob, who I think was only 9 months. He was adorable. I was taking loads of photos of him with my dad because my dad loved him, and I was sending it to my mum being like, another little coblet, because my mum loves cobs. That is her favorite breed of horse. And they had like some with really impressive moustaches as well. But anyway, there's a little 9-month-old one. I was sending pictures being like, I'm sure he would love to live with Duke and Mickey and like this kind of thing. But guys, don't get your hopes up. It's probably not going to happen. Like, we were just saying how cute he was. Like, he was adorable. I don't even know if he's ready for rehoming yet. But anyway, I feel like it's going to be so dangerous if I go to another World Horse Welfare, because I feel like me and my dad and my family are just going to be like wanting to take them all home, especially as we've already rehomed one. So anyway, don't get excited. I don't think there's going to be a fifth horse anytime soon. I feel like four is definitely quite a lot to look after. And I feel like I want to make sure that I have enough time and enough love to give to all of my babies. I feel like if you have too many, then they don't get as much love. And I feel like I want to be able to have enough love to give them. You know what I mean? Anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, Rescue Village. They also had some horses from Red Wings there as well. They had some donkeys. That was very cool. I actually had a really weird dream last night. I had a dream that I rescued a stray donkey in my dream. So that was really weird. Anyway, sorry. I always feel like when people talk about dreams, it's like the most boring thing because it's like, girl, it didn't even happen in real life. Like, give me the juicy gossip. Like, this is not real. Anyway, but no, I had a really lovely time seeing all the horses. We also saw Lemon Lemieux. If you don't know who Lemon is, she is a very cute little pony. I think I might dare say she's smaller than Duke. And she's sort of like a Palomino piebald or Palomino skewbald. So piebald is black and white. Skewbald is brown and white. And I don't know what a Palomino skewbald is, but I've made it up. You know what I mean. So kind of like a grey horse with Palomino patches. If you know what I mean. But anyway, so she was adorable. She was so sweet. She was also, it was so funny. Like, and she was sassy in a good way. I feel like sometimes when people say sassy, they think of it as like a negative kind of thing. But she was like cute sassy in the sense where when some, like, it was Rob actually, the little cob Rob. He came over to Lemon and kept wanting to, like, you know, give her a kiss. And she was like, no, no, thank you. But she said it in such a polite way. It wasn't like, you know, like some mares where they proper squeal or they go to like kick out or something like that. She was just like, no, you can't touch me. That, this is my personal space and you shall not be in it. Like, so anyway, she was adorable. But anyway, Lemon is, yeah, a World Horse Welfare pony that has been rehomed by the Lemieux family. So anyway, she is adorable. So if you go on the Lemieux Instagram, you'll probably find some pictures of her, or there will shortly be a lot more pictures coming soon. But she had a little rug that was like custom made and that kind of thing. So gonna have to ask Lemieux if they can get me a similar sized head collar to the one that Lemon has for Duke, because Duke has such a small head. Like, he literally fits in like a foal sized head collar still. Like, that boy, he's not grown anymore. Like, he's fully grown now. So anyway, that was really cute. And yeah, just seeing all the Your Horse Life team and that kind of stuff. So it was a very lovely, lovely horsey weekend. Yeah, what else have we been up to? Oh yeah, I went to Fairfax and Favour HQ yesterday for the first time. That is up in Norfolk, and that was really cool because they have like lots of different bases now, but it was interesting to see what it was like kind of when it first started out. So when they first started out, it was actually in an old stable yard, so that was really cool seeing. I think like the kind of social media marketing kind of office is literally like in the old tack room. Obviously they've done like everything up really nicely, but that was really cool. And then all the old stables are still kind of there, but that's where they would use it kind of like as a warehouse for storage. And we talked to the owners about how they kind of like built up the brand and that kind of thing. So that was really, really interesting. Now they have like a whole warehouse somewhere else and a whole nother offices somewhere else. So that was kind of like the more quieter kind of area of the HQ. But also they still had a lot of products because it was really interesting seeing how, yes, they don't like store a lot of like the warehouse kind of stuff there anymore, but they also have like literally like one of everything. So when they do photo shoots like that they were doing with me today, they make sure that they've actually got products there, especially for the social media team to take content and that kind of thing. So yeah, we filmed some exclusive stuff for Black Friday, some Christmassy things. There was one part where the whole team had to throw leaves on me to try and get it look like autumn leaves are falling down. Luckily the leaves were not too wet, they were quite dry leaves, so I didn't get like moldy leaf in my face or wet leaf like in my hair. So but no, that was really good fun. Hopefully when you guys see the content, it doesn't look like a bunch of people have thrown leaves at me and it actually looks like leaves are falling down. But we'll see. We did it like four times. We're like, okay, third time lucky. And we're like, wait, we'll just do it one more time. So we did it four times. But that was really good fun. Filmed some, yes, lots of cool content at the HQ. I also went live on the Fairfax and Favour TikTok. I think it was the first time that Fairfax and Favour have ever done a live on TikTok. The problem was we didn't realise, being, you know, in the middle of Norfolk, in the middle of nowhere, that the Wi-Fi, they were struggling for like being live. Obviously the Wi-Fi is good enough to send emails, upload content, that kind of thing, but live you have to have really good Wi-Fi because it's literally a constant feed of video that is at that exact point of time. So to start with, we it didn't work. We're like, oh my gosh, we're a few minutes late. People were getting a bit sassy, commenting like, it's 1:03, where is the live? Like that kind of thing. And we're like, oh no, this is not going well. Anyway, we moved to like third location lucky. We managed to do the live, and actually quite a few of you joined. So thank you to everyone that joined. It was really lovely answering all of your questions that you guys left over on Instagram and that kind of thing. So yeah, I had so much fun doing live. I really feel like I should do more lives. I think I just kind of go into chatty podcast Esme. My mum would always say that both my grandmas could chat for Britain. Like if it was some sort of like competition, like an Olympic sport, and they were representing Great Britain, they would be the winners. They would be getting gold because I don't know. Both of my grandmas are very chatty. I wouldn't say that my parents are relatively chatty. I'd say like they're the normal level of chattiness. But obviously maybe it skipped generation. Maybe I've just got like double chatty genes from both my grandparents. But there we go. When I'm doing the podcast, I am very chatty. I'm literally talking like nonstop for like 45 minutes sometimes. But then in real life, I can be quite quiet, especially if I don't really know somebody that well. I feel like I try and act natural, act normal, which is often just me being a little bit quiet. So if I'm ever quiet with you, if you ever meet me for the first time, don't take it personally. I'm just like that sometimes. But I do try and be very chatty with my meet and greets. And I feel like it's different when people kind of like know me and watch my videos, because I can like ask questions about that and the horses and that kind of thing. I feel like it's more if it's someone that doesn't like horses and doesn't know anything about horses, I'm a little bit like, so what do we talk about? So anyway, had a lovely time at Fairfax and Faber. Had so much fun doing the live, shooting all the content, chatting with all the media team. Met a few people that I'd like obviously emailed and Zoomed and that kind of thing for quite a while, but actually got to meet them in real life for the first time. Planned some stuff for 2024, which I don't know what it is, but I keep thinking that it's already 2024. Like I keep thinking, even though I'm 22, I keep thinking I'm already 2020, oh my gosh, I'd be very old. I keep thinking I'm 23. I don't know, maybe it's because the year's 2023. But anyway, I don't know if anybody else is like that. I feel like when I was younger, I was the opposite. Like as soon as I'd had my birthday, I'd forget that I'd had my birthday. Although weirdly, because I was always, my birthday's in June, so I was always one of the youngest in my year group. I felt like when I got older, all of my friends had like turned 17, were learning to drive, that kind of thing, and I was still 16. And they were like, oh, have you passed your driving theory yet? And I was like, not even old enough to take it yet. So anyway, that was, yeah, sorry, I'm very good at going off topic. That was my time at Fairfax and Faber. Had a lovely time. It was also very cool to have a little nose around because, I've never been there before. I'd seen it on Instagram, so it was quite cool, like, piecing some areas together. And that's what I always find so, not strange, but if you've ever seen somewhere on social media, like, so much, like, for example, a famous rider's yard. I get this all the time when I go to riders yards, which is still such like a cool thing to say, and I'm so lucky to say that it's part of my job. But if I see someone's yard like a lot on Instagram and then I go there in real life, it's always like how you imagine it but not quite how you imagine it. I think the weirdest time was when I went to Kate Lewis or Blob the Cob on Instagram. When I went to her place, I'd been watching her videos before I did social media myself, kind of thing almost. So seeing how like it was all laid out was different to how my brain had always thought. But when I was actually there, it like made sense. Like, oh, that barn's there and that stable block is there and that kind of thing. So it's weird to describe. I feel like, yeah, anyway, that is, you have to know if you have to know. It's like when people meet me for the first time, sometimes I often get told I'm either shorter than they expected or taller than they expected. I always find it funny, like, there's the amount of mums that go, oh, wow, like, you're taller than Esme, or that kind of thing. Like, I feel like I'm not even that short. I'm 5 foot 5 and a half, to be specific, but I always round it up to 5 foot 6, because if I say 5 foot 5 and a half, that sounds so, like, pernickety, like, so, on, like, you know, it's like I'm really trying to add that extra half an inch or whatever it is. But I don't really care how tall I am. It's just easier to say 5 foot 6. Anyway, I feel like we've covered a lot of different things. It was really nice talking about all the Christmassy stuff at the beginning of this podcast. I feel like I've got a lot of Christmassy content coming soon. Hopefully this afternoon, the plan is to put my Christmas tree up. Yes, it's coming to that time of year. This year, I have a fake Christmas tree, which I feel like is going to be weird because I'm very much like a real Christmas tree kind of gal. Like my whole childhood, we had real Christmas trees. But because I'm putting it up early so I can get all the content filmed, I thought if I get a real one, I don't even know if people, number one, selling real ones right now. Actually, garden centers might be selling them in like little pots, or I feel like also you know, the tree's going to die. I think last year I was, you know, an adult in my own home for the first time with a real Christmas tree, and I realised, oh, wow, you have to hoover up a lot of needles. And this year, I'm not doing that. So anyway, I'm going to finish off today's video here. Again, be sure to check out the Black Friday deals from RedPost. Thank you so much again to RedPost for sponsoring the podcast. You don't want to miss out on the deals, because once it's ended. And you know, you could get all your yard Christmas presents, all your friends' Christmas presents, all your family's Christmas presents. You know, they do country stuff as well as horsey stuff. So if you've got some country friends that don't necessarily ride, check it out. They do some nice clothing as well too. But anyway, I'm going to finish rambling now, because I feel like I've gone for quite a long episode today. But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you all next time. Bye.